Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
You know what? That didn't hurt as much as I thought it was going to.
Okay.
With the Roman Reigns. With the Roman Reigns win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody's mad about Brock.
Brock Lesnar should still be the champion of the show.
Why, though?
Because it's the biggest story you'll now never tell is the reigning UFC heavyweight champion and WWE anything champion, anything, and the title means nothing. You're just going to start booing Roman Reigns immediately, like right. You did tonight, Brooklyn. And you're going to find that this guy you don't like, and it's not about me, it's about sifting through the internet's comments of how unpopular this dude is, and now he's going to be unpopular at the end of every show, and unpopular with a prop, and nothing is going to change. And in pro wrestling, there's bigger things than just, ooh, my favorite. And Brock Lesnar's the biggest star on the show. And in January, he could have made history he doesn't get to make anymore. That's a wasted opportunity to me, and I don't like it.
Yeah, but at the same time, the biggest issue that I've had with this show, Raw specifically, is we have been stuck in neutral. We've been stuck in neutral for about a year, right? Because we haven't really been using Brock Lesnar in any story capacity.
Yeah.
So whatever potential history, because yeah, the belt doesn't mean anything. Also, that history doesn't mean anything.
Sure, it does.
Right?
Wrestling's 100 years old. UFC's 20-something years old, and it's never been done.
What
and
is
will
the history? Can you refresh my memory?
History of what?
The history
that you said Brock was going to make.
He could potentially be the UFC and Universal Champion.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, what does that net you either? Right. So at the end of the
Vince McMahon.
No. Well, it doesn't. No, it doesn't actually net you anything because you're not going to get any UFC crossover fans, because any of the UFC fans that you were going to get, you already have. Any of the UFC.
Then I guess I don't get why Ronda Rousey won.
Well, because, again,
I thought we were bringing in people that didn't usually watch the show.
But again,
but Ronda Rousey's not going back to UFC.
Right.
Right, so that's even stupider.
Why, though?
Because I can be in both markets at the same time.
Yeah, but you're not, because Ronda Rousey is now one of your stars. So anybody that's a Ronda Rousey fan is going to gravitate over to WWE. Anybody that was a Brock Lesnar fan was already a wrestling fan, right? So you're not gaining any new fans by having him be both.
My big thing is,
if your thing is that the belt means nothing, that history means equally as nothing.
No, it means so much more, because the Universal title is 2 years old and we've had one real champion. And the UFC, again, is like what I said, 25-something years old. Wrestling's 100 years
right.
old.
But and again,
Vince prioritizes this thing. But why brought him back in the first place?
Right, but again, you haven't given me a reason why that helps.
Because I think... Because if you're Vince McMahon, he's the biggest star I have in sports.
Right.
And to be able to say the next time Brock Lesnar wins in January, right?
Right.
And how long is it before he defends that belt? Maybe 6 months. Meanwhile, he goes and he wins the UFC heavyweight title in January. And the next time you want to see him is in a WWE environment. Because I'm a UFC fan. I do like Brock. I haven't watched wrestling in a while. But yeah, Brock is back. He's kicking ass. I do want to see Brock Lesnar, and I do want to see
him. But that's already any of the fans that would have done that.
Yeah, but Brock's not the champion anymore, so he's probably not going to be on TV. So he's probably gone until WrestleMania.
Right, but what I'm saying is that Brock Lesnar was already a part of the WWE product. If you were a UFC fan...
Yeah, but Brock hasn't fought in over a year, is what I'm saying.
Right.
He's going to fight again, become more relevant again.
Right.
And then the next time you could go see him would have been in Vince McMahon's
world. But again, I go back to, you already got those fans. There's no new fans that you're going to win over.
But I think you potentially could. I really do. I also think there's just something to be said where the actual casual fan one night might just want to see it.
At the end of the day, I care far more about the WWE product getting out of neutral, which is what it was in, and getting back to some story, right? I don't know what the plan is for Roman Reigns.
I bet you that he has a problem with Bob Lashley and is the big dog and overcomes.
Right, whatever. The point
so
is...
So much better than Brock.
The point is that we can now move on. Right. And maybe it's not this title reign with Roman Reigns that sets the world on fire, but maybe it's Braun Strowman's who's the next champion.
Why didn't he win tonight?
That's the thing that if you want to say that there's a negative about it, the negative about that match was Braun Strowman came down, said, I'm going to challenge the winner of this match, and then didn't.
I'm not going to lose sight of two things. One, that WWE had an awesome weekend, and two, this was one of the better SummerSlams in the last 10, 15 years. This was a great SummerSlam, and I'm not going to let an ending I disagree with take away from any of that. I also don't think that Roman Reigns is going to do what I would call a, quote, bad job. But here's the reality of it, too, is that I spend a lot of time on the internet and talk to these people, as we all do, and what's going to happen is, starting Monday, it's going to be, I hate this guy, of course he's the champion, he's just going to say big dog and awful scripted promos, the first opponent's going to be something like Bob Lashley in a rematch that no one's going to enjoy, and you're just going to go from complaining about Brock to complaining about Roman Reigns, when for the life of me, I just wish we were doing something else. Because this does to me, I just totally disagree with the premise that this clears up the logjam. What do you think, Roman Reigns is going to actually lose to 9 out of 10 opponents?
No.
Of course not. So Braun Strowman, is different and might lose. Roman Reigns is just going to do Roman Reigns things till WrestleMania. Yay.
See, but again, you look at a product that Finn Balor reestablished himself as a main event player today.
I hope so.
Right? Because he went out there, we got reintroduced to the Demon, and squashed Baron Corbin.
Finn Balor's not going to beat Roman Reigns.
Right? But again, now...
But he did before.
These are the type of things that now that it's not about Brock Lesnar and Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, this is what we can now start to piece together. We're out of neutral, and now we're driving. Now, Roman Reigns can lose at Night of Champions. He can lose at the Royal Rumble. He can lose at WrestleMania, and he's not as penciled in as Brock Lesnar was, where it's like, you're going to lose at WrestleMania or SummerSlam, and that's it. Because if you wrestle at Survivor Series, you're going to wrestle AJ Styles, but you're not going to lose a championship if your belt's on the line. And so that's what I think you're right about the logjam isn't necessarily cleared up because we just replaced one figurehead with another.
Uh-huh.
But I think that we are now in a place where what Seth Rollins was talking about, where it's, hey, we have to start relying on the people that we have if we want to build towards the future, and this is the step towards that.
And for 500 days, Brock Lesnar has been this unbeatable being.
Right.
But for most of the year, aside from January to April, Roman Reigns has been very beatable.
Yeah, but now look what happens when a title is involved, I promise. Hope you all... this is just a general statement that please do not come and complain about Roman Reigns' sixth main event of WrestleMania that just got booked tonight. Just don't do it to me, because that just happened tonight, and everybody's like, oh, it's for the best. I just disagree. This just goes from one stale, repetitive motion to a different stale, repetitive motion when the guy was literally standing there with a plot device to get in and refresh the whole
show. That's the biggest missed opportunity of the whole thing.
Yep.
But again, the best part about that briefcase and that plot device is, yeah, we can give Roman Reigns the SummerSlam moment, and then Braun Strowman beats the bag out of him tomorrow.
When they panned around that crowd,
nobody was cheering.
No one was cheering.
I'm not fighting you on the fact that Roman Reigns is not popular.
I just don't see him as the lesser of these two evils.
He is the lesser of these two evils because it goes back to what Seth Rollins was saying, which I wholeheartedly agree with. At some point, we have to start relying on these guys. Not Brock go away, but we have to start relying on them. We have to stop relying on them and start relying on the young guys, right?
I guess.
And so,
but Brock still works.
The issue with Brock is you were not all in and not all out. And I need you to be all in. Also, we're going to be in Chicago for All In
in two weeks. And honestly, thank you for joining us. And this whole thing isn't going to be glum and sadness because it was a great SummerSlam. And we're going to talk to you about that. We'll take your calls at 508-202-1624. I am so dreading the next 6 months through WrestleMania that this guy's going to main event again because that's all I'm going to read. Oh, here we go again. Yep. Oh, here we go again.
You're right, and the Roman Reigns experience isn't great. But again, I'd rather
no more Paul Heyman. No more, guaranteed A-plus matches because that's what Brock Lesnar is. I heard somebody say that Brock Lesnar's never in a good match. You're crazy. You are wrong. Brock Lesnar matches are outstanding. And now we don't get them anymore. And now we don't get Paul Heyman anymore. And now we get people who don't like this dude who now are going to see more of him than ever and closing every show. I hope that everybody gets together and goes, hey, I actually do like this. I hope that Vince McMahon is an evil genius and tricked you all into liking Roman Reigns because I am just so dreading the fall being about him main eventing his, 75th WrestleMania in a row now? 508-202-1624. Who's on the line?
Jason in New York gave us a call. What's going on, Jason?
Jason in New York.
Hey, guys. I actually want to talk not about the Lesnar stuff because I'm pretty sure you'll get to talk about it forever.
Sure.
I would talk about what I thought was maybe like match 1A of the night, and that was the AJ Styles Samoa Joe match.
Yeah, sure. That was really good.
You know, I was in the Patreon chat with you guys, and I was saying how as much as the action was great, it needed some emotional edge. And as soon as mid-match, Joe picked up that microphone and started talking to Styles' wife, I feel like that feud kicked up to a 10 or 11.
Yeah, I think
and absolutely. I feel like going into Hell in a Cell, that's going to be a great storyline.
Sure. Jason, let's talk about it because it was for the WWE title and it's a good point. And the thing about this match was what we complain about a lot when it comes to WWE. There's no storytelling. There's no depth. Everything is just pretty flat and one-dimensional. And look, I'm not telling you this is the first time this move has ever been pulled in pro wrestling where you bring in the family and get personal, but it was handled really well.
Right.
Joe took it to that new place. I get frustrated often when WWE cops out at big shows and does DQ finishes in championship matches.
Right.
We saw it with the Bludgeon Brothers, where it was just like, look, you were both A, not looking to make the titles change hands, and B, not willing to just have the Bludgeon Brothers win, so nobody wins, including the fans. And I hate that. But what I think is fair to say about this is, I get why this thing ended in that level of violence without a proper wrestling match ending, and they're going to keep going.
Well, the big thing is that ultimately, we want to get him in Hell in a Cell, right? So what has been our biggest issue with the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view over the past decade? That it feels forced, right? So in recent years, WWE has done a better job of making the main event Hell in a Cell matches feel personal enough, because last year it was Shane and Kevin Owens, right?
Yep.
And so it felt personal enough to actually warrant the gimmick. And so this is the seed that needs to be planted. Samoa Joe telling AJ Styles' daughter that he's going to kill her father and be her new dad.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was great work.
And of course that makes AJ Styles snap. And of course, this is why DQ finishes work, right? Now, if like the Miz and Daniel Bryan match, the ref saw the brass knuckles that would have been bad because that makes no sense. The Bludgeon Brothers match that you brought up, that doesn't make sense.
Right. Somebody needs to win because you've made these guys huge, scary woods monsters so they can win at any time or just have the New Day win. Or, hey, maybe you don't book that match and you book them against people you're comfortable with them beating. Stop putting yourself in these weird places. Like, I feel like WWE is always that guy that has painted themselves in the corner of the room and gone, son of a bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just like, pick a new strategy. pick matchups where you are comfortable with definitive winners. Jason, first of all, thank you so much for being a Patreon. It's huge. You went to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Thank you. And real quick before we let you go, do you think Joe has a realistic shot of beating AJ Styles for this title eventually? All right. Well, let me try.
Well, I do. My answer to that...
eventually, yes.
Okay, so he thinks eventually that Joe can beat AJ Styles, and so do I.
Yeah, I think that with The Miz winning today against Daniel Bryan, it is now Miz's title to take off of AJ Styles.
That would be probably an even better. It just depends on how, if they're really going all in on Daniel Bryan, like win the title at WrestleMania all in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not convinced of that yet.
I would be shocked if they went to All In. That's in 2 weeks.
That would be pretty impressive. There would have to be all sorts of loopholes. 508-202-1624. We will talk about anything and everything from SummerSlam 2018, which was, like I said, a very, very good show. It's just a little frustrating to me that, I just don't see this as like, oh, now the show's wide open and fun again. And okay, guys, it's Roman Reigns, the people you complain against about the most in the history of complaining.
No,
like,
I know.
Per capita.
You're
ahead of the John Cena pace per capita.
I understand.
And so it's
I just, we needed to do something because the current wasn't working for anybody.
See, well, not for the majority. Right? I loved it. Loved it. Every 3 or so months, Paul Heyman comes out and does awesome stuff, and Brock Lesnar does awesome stuff.
And
AJ Styles has been the champion for 8 years. You know, isn't it boring?
Here's the thing, right? And this goes back to my biggest bugaboo of the brand split. Do you know why we wouldn't care about Brock Lesnar if AJ Styles was on both shows? If SmackDown and Raw had one roster that was on both shows, and we just treated these as one show.
You know what else might have been good? What if on Raw we had a champion and a championship that meant something and you cared a lot about that? Oh, that's right. Seth Rollins just became Mr. Runner-Up to guy you don't actually like. But hey, it's different, right? And it's just because it's different, it must be better. 508-202-1624, 508-202-1624. We will talk about, like I said, anything and everything from SummerSlam 2018. Was that a call that I saw come in? No, it was, and then it dropped, and we will try again. 508-202-1624. Speaking of new champions, let's talk about another polarizing person that I am shocked is this polarizing, but is now for the first time a WWE title holder. Her name also comes from the world of UFC. It's Ronda Rousey, and she is the Raw Women's Champion. I must admit that I am relatively blown away at how much people seem to take umbrage with Ronda Rousey and being here, and they don't like her. I think she's awesome.
Oh, she is awesome.
I think tonight she did wonderful, and I think that she's going to be a ton of fun as this show's champion because she's a star.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you brought in Ronda Rousey for this reason, and again, I'm excited to now see what this looks like. Anybody that's mad that she's a title holder is writing the ending before it's finished. We just started this story. We have no idea where we're going to go. Ronda Rousey is far better at this than a lot of the WWE roster.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, let's see what she has.
Right.
You know, yeah, she cut in line ahead of people like Ember Moon and Asuka and Sasha Banks. But you know what? She's got bigger cross appeal because
she's a bigger star.
Right.
Why did Mr. T main event WrestleMania? A, because Jimmy Snuka's a murderer. And B, because he was the biggest star there. Why wasn't it just Piper and Orndorff? Piper and Hogan. And Hogan. Or Hogan and Orndorff. Why was Mr. T actually in the match? Because they're like, God damn it, pal, it's 1984 and this is the biggest star in the world. And he's gonna be here.
Right.
And that's wrestling, folks. That's wrestling, folks. Why do you think we keep bringing The Rock back? Because he was awesome in 1999?
No,
because he's in movies.
He's the biggest movie star in the world.
Right. This is how wrestling works. And so I think that this WWE, unfortunately, would have been in a no-win situation. Because right now they had Ronda Rousey come in and win, which is too fast, too soon, too much, not deserving. Or they would have said, if she wasn't the champion by WrestleMania, people would have been like, why the hell did you even bother signing this girl? You're not doing anything with her.
Right.
So they made the right decision. And I also think she's really good.
Again, let's see what happens. Because I think that her and a Sasha Banks are going to put on a great match.
Right, exactly. And I also just don't think that she's really far behind any of the quote-unquote upper-shelf women.
Right.
I mean, like, Everybody should rally around how bad Carmella is before we rally around how bad Ronda Rousey isn't.
Yes, correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
What do we do with her now? Is she here all the time? Is she here part of the time?
I would say that she's got to be here more often than not. Yep. Again, this is my issue. This was my issue with Brock Lesnar, so I have to be consistent.
Yep.
I don't need the champion to be here all the time. What I do need you to be is more here than not.
Sure.
Right? The next show is in September, September 16th. So if I don't see you next week, you know, like obviously you're going to be here on Monday, but if I don't see you for 2 weeks and then I see you again for the next 2 weeks, I think that's how that math works out, right? No, maybe not. But if I see you 3 out of the 4 weeks in a build to a pay-per-view, cool. I'm there, and I don't need to see you wrestle. You can come and talk, but I just need to see you be a part of the show because it's very hard to tell a story when the main character isn't there.
I understand that. I sincerely do. I also just think that we got a lot done. I think we got a lot done with Brock Lesnar, but Ronda Rousey will be there more than Brock Lesnar. And I'm with you that it's way easier and more fan conducive to build the show around somebody who's at least 3/4 of the way in. And to Rousey's credit, I think she will be. Now,
yeah.
Do I think Rousey's going to be very Goldberg-y and probably not work a ton on Raw?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, but I think she'll work the pay-per-views.
Right, and that's fine. I don't need her to wrestle Alicia Fox.
Right, yeah, you really don't. 508-202-1624. Anything and everything. SummerSlam is on the line. Who we got?
Andrew and Michigan gave us a call. He wants to talk about Becky Lynch. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a long time, and I got to tell you, when Becky Lynch finally snapped on Charlotte, the crowd in Brooklyn absolutely came unglued. I mean, it was louder than I've ever heard in my entire life, and here's how I perceive that. People would say it may be a heel turn, but I would say she would go off as a aggressive babyface because she's had enough of coming up short. I mean, you talk about a girl like Becky Lynch who has worked her ass off to finally get a championship match at SummerSlam, and then in comes Charlotte, steals her thunder, and so basically, bottom line, I thought to me that Becky Lynch is a babyface, to me, in my opinion.
Yep.
But
yep, no, I totally agree with you, man. So here's the thing, because Andrew's right, because the thing about wrestling fans are, we are much more savvy entertainment connoisseurs than the average person might think about pro wrestling fans. And to Andrew's point, you know how heel and face turns work? When you have real character motivation and the fans agree with the decision or are passionate about the decision enough to play along. For example, that crowd in 1996 full of predominantly Southern wrestling fans had been ready to boo Hulk Hogan since 1988, right? And they never got a chance to, and it was a boiling tea kettle that never got to let off its steam, right? And so in 1996, Hulk Hogan goes, "Hey, everybody, screw you." And that crowd went, "No, Hulk, screw you." And they were ready to yell because, A, they were ready to not accept Hulk Hogan as everybody's top guy, and B, they were like, "How dare you? How dare you betray WCW? I knew you were a spy. I knew you were a traitor. I knew I couldn't trust you, Hogan," right? And so the character motivation led to a great heel turn because it made sense and right. It got the people by the nuts. And to Andrew's point, tonight, Becky Lynch didn't turn heel.
No.
Because you know why? Because the crowd applauded and they booed when Charlotte won. So maybe she's a different character and has shifted, but no, she did not become the bad guy tonight.
Oh, absolutely not. I think it felt like leading up to this, Becky Lynch was being bullied, right? At least that's what the fans were saying. It's like, oh, Charlotte came in.
I think she's being overshadowed.
Right, overshadowed. That's more of the right word. And Becky Lynch as a character made a character choice to not take it anymore.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not going to be just happy to be here. I'm ready to step up and take what's mine. And so, yeah, let's see what a more confident Becky Lynch looks like.
Right.
A no-nonsense, quote-unquote, last kicker.
Right, because Becky Lynch has been really fun and is, you know, she's a ton of fun and she's very talented. She was the first SmackDown Live Women's Champion. But the thing is, she was boring.
Yes.
Because I think she likes steampunk.
She's happy to be here.
Right, but
it's like Apollo Crews.
But like literally, I don't find many things in this world more weird and confusing and dumb than steampunk, right?
Yeah.
So I am not a steam.
What you're telling me is that if the steam engine being the pinnacle of technology and we made computers and stuff out of it doesn't.
I also don't need a hat with a bird in it that's made of a clock. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell are you doing? And so, like, I'm not a steampunk person. But if Becky
Lynch...
Here's
the thing. If anybody is a steampunk person, we're going to have a round table. We'll do that. He'll come on. We'll do Late Night Liam.
Right. And this monocle is made of a gear from the first car. It's like, where the fuck did you get that?
Yeah. But, so we'll talk about it.
I'm not a steampunk guy. However, if Becky Lynch is going to be a steampunk kind of gal... Tell me why. Tell me what steampunk is. Why do you come out with all this brass and copper shit in the steam and don't explain, like, it's that. So if she's going to be like, look, I can't believe you took my spot. I can't believe you did.
I am the last kicker now.
I can't believe you took this away from me. I don't have any friends. You can boo me. That's what I want. You can boo me. You can cheer me. I don't care. It's not about friends. It's about winning. I want to be the champion again, and I want to win. 508-202-1624. 508-202-1624. Anything and everything. SummerSlam is on the line. Before we take our next call, I'm going to bring it up. We weren't surprised because we both picked it, but were you happy to see Finn Balor's alter ego that Michael Cole just squashed all over and stepped on?
Yeah, Michael Cole's awful.
When Finn Balor's artistic side meets his wrestling personality, it's like, holy shit, you're doing this so wrong.
Yeah. Well, again, this was the reason why we had this rematch of a thing that Finn Balor already won. He beat Baron Corbin at the last pay-per-view. So Baron Corbin still goes, ha ha, you're little, you're small, you're not going to be anything. Here's a fun plastic playhouse, right? Like all of that stuff.
Sure.
And so what this does is it says, hey, no, I'm Finn Balor. I am the former Universal Champion. I am a big deal. And by bringing back the Demon, that kind of, like, to me at least, solidifies that WWE has reestablished this faith in Finn Balor, right? And this is the type of thing that I'm talking about with a Brock Lesnar no longer being the champion, because Finn Balor can now be the guy, and I don't know when it is. I'm not going to pick a date, but Finn Balor is a guy that can beat Roman Reigns for that championship.
Do you really believe that?
I do really believe that. Okay. He's done it in the past. He beat Roman Reigns on the way to winning that title.
But do you believe that? I mean, two years ago is forever. So much has changed.
Right. But I do believe it.
This dude beat a guy in a vest tonight.
Yeah, Finn Balor was never going to beat Brock Lesnar. As better of a story as that was, and we've talked about that ad nauseum, Finn Balor can beat Roman Reigns. Finn Balor is on that list of guys. Him, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose. Those are guys that can... Braun Strowman. Those are guys that can beat Roman Reigns.
Let me ask you an honest question. Because I believe that Roman Reigns is going to be the champion going into WrestleMania and maybe going out. Do you think that Roman Reigns is going to drop before WrestleMania?
I don't know. Because I have to see where we start tomorrow.
Your gut. There's nothing on the line here.
My gut is...
So nothing's actually different. He wouldn't have beat Brock Lesnar, and he's not going to beat Roman Reigns before WrestleMania. So why didn't we just have Reigns win at WrestleMania?
Well, see, the thing
is... I always expected Reigns to win. I just thought it'd be WrestleMania.
Here's the thing. Having Roman Reigns as the champion... If Brock Lesnar's the champion, Roman Reigns is automatically the competitor, right? I don't know who Roman Reigns' competitor is at Royal Rumble. Because it could be Seth Rollins. And, yeah, Seth Rollins can beat Roman Reigns.
I just don't think that's actually realistic, unfortunately. 508-202-1624. 508-202-1624. Yeah, Braun still has the briefcase. That means nothing to me. And to answer an earlier question, I don't know who typed it. Somebody said, what happens if we keep the belt on Lesnar and he loses his UFC fight? Then he still main events WrestleMania and loses to Roman Reigns, and we still make more money than we're going to make off Roman Reigns, who has been the lead guy on a show with a historic ratings lull. Don't forget that either. 508-202-1624. Who we got?
Justin in New York gave us a call. What's up, Justin? Justin.
Hello.
Justin, go.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Oh, I just was giving you guys a call. Always like talking to you guys. I thought the show was pretty good for... I didn't have high expectations, actually, for tonight.
I thought it was a great SummerSlam, and I'm not going to lose sight of that. I'm really not.
What's your biggest takeaway from the night?
For
Justin, I'm not asking.
Oh, all right. Go, Justin, what's your biggest takeaway from SummerSlam?
Oh, I think the Cena Dean came back. That was a good surprise for me.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Finn Balor coming back that way, and I do want to talk more about, because I'm in the middle between it meant nothing and it meant as much as you think it means with what Finn Balor did tonight.
Right.
I think it's, but, you know, he, neither here, we'll talk about that. But Justin, before we let you go, what was your match of SummerSlam 2018? Because we can talk all about that, because I thought that was actually a surprisingly great night of wrestling. But Justin, real quick, what is your favorite match from the night?
Favorite match tonight? I have to say Ronda Rousey versus Alexa.
I really liked that, too.
It was good.
I thought they did a great job, honestly.
It was great storytelling. It was fun. It was the perfect length.
Yeah. I thought that, I mean, I just, at the end, it was great because we did everything we needed to do. Alexa Bliss was like, this is how I'm going to get out of this. I'm just going to run, and I'm going to run, and I'm going to run. And then eventually Rousey caught her. And it was like watching a lion chase a zebra.
Yes.
It's like, you can run, and you can run, and you can run, but I'm going to get you, and I'm going to eat you. That is how this documentary ends. You know what I mean?
Correct.
And that's what Ronda Rousey did. Justin, so thanks so much for giving us a call. We're going to take as many as we can. We're going to kind of rapid fire these things, but you're welcome here anytime, buddy. Thanks so much.
Yeah, one of my favorite matches definitely had to have been The Miz versus Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, that was great because that was way longer than I thought it was going to be.
That was like a Japanese-style match.
They must have hit 25 minutes. I'm not kidding.
I can't believe. Let me see. I had I had it up here earlier. But yeah, that match was long. There was so much in it. That match was perfect. That was my match of the night.
Yep.
For me, just because there was emotional storytelling. You know, if you're one of those people that still doesn't like The Miz for some reason and doesn't think that The Miz is any good at pro wrestling, I think you were already wrong, but you're definitely wrong after tonight.
Yeah, he took two to tango tonight, and he went toe-to-toe with one of the best in-ring performers in the world and held his ground and did a great job, and the match was excellent, and I completely get why we did what we did, because here's the thing. The story that we're being told more than anything else and more than the heat is this student-mentor relationship.
Correct.
Where, like, basically, you know, because it's writes itself. The Miz was this trainer in NXT when NXT was a dinosaur shell of itself.
Right.
And he goes, hi, little guy, I'm going to train you. And Daniel Bryan's like, are you for real, dude, from the real world? I've been wrestling so much longer than you.
Right.
I'm so much better than you. I can't believe you think you're my trainer. And then Miz was like, that disrespect, because indie scene means nothing. WWE means everything. My time means more than yours. And here's the thing. Daniel Bryan was the student to The Miz's master, but really The Miz was the master, was the student to Daniel Bryan's experience and all that stuff. And
right.
So the story basically was tonight that The Miz was like, you think you're so much better than me, Daniel. Everybody does. And tonight, if Daniel Bryan had just won, we don't go anywhere from there.
No.
Daniel Bryan's like, I've been better than you this whole time. He wins once, and why don't we do it again?
I planted my flag in this a long time ago, but like when this match was started. This ends with Daniel Bryan beating The Miz for the WWE Championship. At WrestleMania.
Maybe.
That's how this ends, because as soon as Samoa Joe didn't win the title tonight, AJ Styles beats Samoa Joe, and The Miz is the guy that takes it off of him.
You think so?
Yeah, because from now until WrestleMania, right, the story is, ha-ha, Daniel Bryan, I'm better than you. Na-na-na-boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo.
Right.
Right? And so now he's going to be like, I'm better than Daniel Bryan. I should get a WWE title shot. And then eventually he's going to get one. And then he's going to beat AJ Styles, and he's going to win. And then he's going to go, ha-ha, Daniel Bryan, I'm the WWE champion again. Ha-ha-ha-ha. And then Daniel Bryan wins the Royal Rumble that he never won, and then main events WrestleMania with The Miz, where he closes the show again. And this is what I talked about when Daniel Bryan first got cleared to come back. This is what we're building towards. We're building towards that fever pitch moment with Daniel Bryan again, because the fans still love him, and WWE has done a great job of throttling that and giving you a little bit to be invested in. And yeah, this is going to be great. It's going to be great when Daniel Bryan beats The Miz, but it had to start with a loss tonight.
I definitely agree that eventually there's going to be some awesome moment where Daniel Bryan defeats The Miz and everybody feels great about it because they all like Daniel Bryan. I'm hesitant to predict that it's going to be for the championship as we sit right now.
Yeah.
But I'd love it to be.
The thing is that we have to have stakes, right? Because you have to raise the stakes for the second time.
It's just, and the best case scenario for SmackDown and the WWE title with the players involved probably is Daniel Bryan and The Miz. I'm not taking anything away from it. I just want to see how the fall shapes out to see if it looks like that's how it's going to be. 508-202-1624. Someone on the line?
Yes. Austin in Michigan gave us a call. He wants to talk about Finn Balor. Go ahead, Austin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, Austin.
Good to talk to you guys.
Great. How you doing, man? Thanks for giving us a call.
I'm doing good, my fellow podcast road buddies. How you get? I'm just really wanted to talk about Finn Balor. So this is something I really wanted to talk about because obviously he came back for the first time in about a year as the demon character, and the demon character specifically on the main roster has been something that I've been massively disappointed with in terms of how they've booked him in storylines and how they've used it as like just kind of like this all in all like catch 22 where it's like, well, Finn Balor comes out and every time he wrestles as a demon, he wins. And people are like, whoa, why doesn't he wrestle as the demon all the time? Even Coach said it on the damn freaking commentary for it.
Right.
But I think the main thing I wanted to know for you guys, because obviously I don't care about Corbin, he got destroyed. It was lovely. But what I want to know with you guys is specifically, how would you book the demon Finn Balor? Because for me personally, like, his moveset doesn't differ at all. All he does is crawl around when he's the demon character, and he looks awesome. There's no taking that away, but in terms of how he wrestles, there's nothing really interesting about it. What I want them to do, me personally at least, is to go like full Spider-Man Venom like complex and just be like the demon like kind of fighting inside of him and like make it some sort of psychological warfare sort of story. Just go full crazy with it. Like get creative with this sort of thing because you have this character that's so out there and so different that you could do so much with, but at the same time, you're just making him like, oh, look, he looks cool, and that's kind of it, and he doesn't do anything different in the ring.
Well, if Matt Hardy is actually going to be done, as we all believe him to be, Bray Wyatt needs something to do. Bray Wyatt's on Raw. Let's do the match that we never got.
We've done that. They fought.
No, I know they fought, but Bray Wyatt got the mumps. Was that what everybody got?
It was the measles.
The measles. He got the measles. Yeah. And so that's why we got Finn Balor versus AJ Styles instead.
Yeah.
Because we were building to that weird thing where it was Bray Wyatt and Sister Abigail and they were like morphing into one person.
Sure.
But we had to drop it because they all got sick. You know, that'll do a lot for Bray Wyatt coming back, trying to reestablish himself as a character, and having Finn Balor kind of get a little bit more paint, more paint on this.
Here's the thing about it, Austin, is I love Finn Balor. He's one of my favorite dudes on the roster. We've got a chance to meet him backstage once when we gave him a frog, which is a weird thing to say, but it happened. And he's a super awesome guy. I root for him hard. He's the guy I want to be the champion the most on Monday Night Raw, right? But the thing about the demon, the thing about the demon is, It's mad corny, yo. It's super duper.
Did Tama Tonga show up?
Finn Balor, you look like a girl's bike. You know what I mean? You come out with tassels, yo. And so it's like Tama Tonga, everybody. Yo, Finn Balor, you corny. What happened to Fergal Devitt? That's I love him, and I'm not clowning on the demon per se.
Right.
But yeah, let's break down what the demon actually is. The way Michael Cole described it to me tonight.
Yeah.
Right. And because the Irish demon monster thing is like 2 years old, we don't actually pursue it.
Yeah. Right.
Now what I was told tonight is it's when his artistic side and his wrestling side combine forces. He paints himself up and finds a bunch of yarn and wears dreadlocks as a wig. And so, again, without shitting on a guy that I really, really like, the demon is wicked corny. I think it would be in his best interest to keep the paint and drop the tassels if he wants to keep doing it, because for the life of me, I don't understand. Am I supposed to? Are they supposed to be dreadlocks? You take it off. You know what I mean? I don't get it. And so the problem is that the WWE, and here's where I'll just paint with a broad brush and be a total mark. The WWE are stupid dum-dums from Idiot Town. And they looked at Fergal Devitt and they go, oh, sometimes he dresses like the Joker. That's fun. But at no point did he go like, yes, I am the Joker. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or like, I am Carnage. Mm-hmm. No, he just like, it's a big match and this is what Prince Devitt does at big matches. And so WWE's like, we got to put our own spin on this. What if he's haunted? You know what I mean? And then it's like, that sounds good until he comes out again with ribbons and then doesn't bite necks and give blood baths and stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's just Finn Balor looking very intimidating.
Right.
And the first time he debuted like that, it's like, oh man, I can see why the guys across the ring were like, what the hell am I in store for now? If I'm Baron Corbin, it's a real stretch for me as an audience member for that guy to be like, what is that thing? You know what I mean? Paint.
Right.
It's paint.
Right.
It rubs off by the end of the match. You know what I mean? And so, Austin, my honest to God answer to you is that if we're going to do it, we need to go all the way. He needs to be
the
demon all the time, right. Weird, ooh, haunted, possessed, and he's got to be vicious and, like, I'm dead serious, like, stalking people. If the boogeyman wasn't the dumbest thing ever.
Right.
Kind of thing. But they're not going to do that, so I don't actually know the real answer.
Right. Well, the thing is that he needs a little bit more personality in general. I always have been a huge fan of Prince Devitt, the real rock and roller, right? That's kind of the leather jacket Finn Balor that we get. But right now, it feels like this Finn Balor, this version of him, he doesn't have a personality. The NXT version did have a personality.
Kind of.
And you
had a chainsaw once.
Right. No, but you accepted the paint because it felt more about, like, I'm a very eccentric person. I am this flamboyant, like, ass kicker.
When things reach a fever pitch, but, here I go.
Right, but this paint gets me psychologically into that next gear.
Yep.
And I think that that's what Michael Cole is trying to say. Michael Cole is just not good at putting together eloquent sentences.
Sure. Austin, thanks so much. We'll see you in Chicago, buddy. Have a great time out there. We'll meet you out there, and yep. All In's going
to
be amazing.
Yep, see you guys.
Awesome. All right, 508-202-1624. We'll take as many as we can. Anything and everything SummerSlam is on the line. Daniel Bryan and The Miz, I do think that they're doing, I mean, honest to God, like, an outstanding job. And I just wonder what is next for Daniel Bryan if The Miz is going to immediately jettison to AJ Styles.
No, he's not going to immediately jettison to AJ Styles because Samoa Joe and AJ Styles have to finish up their program, which is going to be at least until Hell in a Cell, right? I think we planted the seeds for it. Maryse has been, you know, she's done with the baby, right? She's had the baby, so, which you should watch Miz and Mrs. because that show is delightful.
It is. For a reality show, it's not bad.
For a reality show, it's absolutely delightful. And that also shows you why Mike Mizanin is a phenomenal performer, because you hate him as a wrestler and then you watch that and you're like, man, I want to grab a beer with that guy.
Yeah, right. He does seem like a lot of fun. He's like the guy from the real world.
But the next step in this evolution is having Brie and Daniel versus Miz and Maryse.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm sure something like that.
That's probably what's going to be next. That we set the stage for that backstage tonight, where Daniel Bryan kind of freaked out and Brie was like, that Maryse,
We're going to rapid fire some calls and then we will give our closing comments on SummerSlam 2018, but now is your chance to get those calls in at 508-202-1624. Who we got?
Rob in North Carolina gave us a call. What's up, Rob?
Yay, Rob.
Yay.
Guys.
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I ate a lot of good food, drank a lot of good beer. I fell asleep during the Shinsuke and Jeff Hardy match, woke up,
as you do,
rewound it, caught the Ronda. It was a long show. The Ronda match was great, real quick. I mean, and the main event was awesome for the simple fact that Roman learned his lesson. He watched some Goldberg tape. He saw what he had to do. Hey, he won the match. I got on my soapbox earlier in the chat before the show started, asking people to stay positive. Hey, guys, keep the negativity out of this shit. And we had a 6.5-hour show, which was fucking phenomenal. The show was an A. Best pay-per-view of the year. I mean, just fucking long as shit, man.
Yeah, right.
Rob, you are definitely buzzed. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Everything he said was right. This was a great SummerSlam.
It was.
And a cap off of an awesome weekend for WWE, because, like I've said it 1,000 times,
yes.
Guess who makes Sprite? Coke. Guess who makes NXT? WWE. So relax. They gave you the whole weekend, everybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
Guess who pays Tommaso Ciampa? Vince McMahon. All right? So everybody relax. But they had a great weekend, and it was a great SummerSlam. My only problem is that the number one most complained about, booed, and negligible reaction guy on the roster is now the champion and is only guaranteed to go on last and win more. You guys are all, we disagree wholeheartedly. You guys think, look at all the losing he's been doing recently. This is the new trend. Nah, they got all that out of the way. So now he's the champion. He's going to be the champion for at least 6 months. He's going to close every show, everybody's going to complain about it. Everybody's going to complain about it, though.
No. Well, the thing is, though, he's going to be fine, because you've still got Braun, you've still got KO, you've got all these guys that have the opportunity to take the belt off him. When they do, they're going to get the pop that everybody's going to want. Then the internet fans can calm the fuck down and be like, hey, guess what? But now, man, we got somebody we can that's going to beat Roman.
Man, I got to tell you, dude, I'm exhausted by that answer. That answer of one day Roman Reigns will lose and everybody will be so happy about it. That is exhausting, dude. That is the antithesis of having a top babyface. I'm sorry.
No.
That is an, I have heard that answer every time. Well, Roman will eventually lose and everybody will love it. What if he beats Brock and then Strowman beats him and that? This is supposed to be your top protagonist. And every answer I get from, and from everybody, it's not a Rob thing, it's everybody thing, is, well, eventually Roman will lose and that'll be better. It's like, then why the hell don't we have him lose now? That's what everybody actually seems to want.
The issue is that you're in a rock and a hard place, right? Because if Brock Lesnar's the champion, nobody but Roman Reigns can beat him, right?
That's dumb too.
Right, that is dumb too, but that's the world we live in, right? And so now that Roman Reigns is the champion, at least now that list gets exponentially longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Brock Lesnar can beat him. Braun Strowman can beat him. Finn Balor can beat him. Seth Rollins can beat him. Drew McIntyre can beat him.
Do you believe that, though?
Yeah,
I don't.
I believe in any
Roman Reigns is the only one that was going to beat Brock Lesnar. That's the bottom line.
Right. Roman Reigns was...
And that's my issue. It all stems back to that. Like, we had this amazing opportunity with the greatest sport, greatest athlete star in fighting. And the whole thing was just... Yeah, let's give it to Reigns eventually, but let's make sure the crowd is good and miserable. So when he wins, they'll be what they do it tonight. So what we did was Brock Lesnar was a champion for like a year and 4 months so that Roman Reigns can win the belt to silence instead of booze.
Yep.
Wow, WWE, you are crushing it.
Also the same company that had CM Punk's historic reign end to The Rock.
Yeah, right.
So they're not great at these decisions.
But at least people like The Rock.
Right, but they're not great at these decisions. And the point is that it's all about the list, right? Because now, looking at AJ Styles, right? When Rusev wrestled AJ Styles, as much as I actually wanted Rusev to win, deep down we know that Rusev is not on the list of guys to beat AJ Styles. Samoa Joe steps up. Well, Samoa Joe's on that list. So Samoa Joe could have potentially won that WWE championship tonight, right? And Brock Lesnar. It was fun when Samoa Joe wrestled him, but he wasn't on the list because the list started and stopped with Roman Reigns.
Exactly.
It's almost like my problem is this whole show is focused on the guy that isn't actually popular.
Right. You are 100% right. But people also don't like, you're in the minority, right? People also don't like the Brock Lesnar experience.
Right.
And so, look, here's the thing. We have to get rid of both of them, but we have to sit through both of them to get to whatever's next.
I feel this weird, dumb, hollow feeling that why'd we do it at all? Brock should have lost in New Orleans. Why'd we do this?
You're right.
Roman Reigns didn't get a response tonight. It's like, well, at least it would have been so much worse in New Orleans. Nah, it was silence and booze, man.
Well,
because that's what this dude is. He's silence and booze.
But if Roman Reigns didn't win tonight, he was going to win in New York next year.
He's still going to win the main event
but
of WrestleMania.
But it's not
going to
be Roman and Brock again, and that's what a lot of people hate it.
Yes.
But we got it. So we got it tonight.
If it's Roman and Seth Rollins, nobody's going to complain nearly as much.
Yeah. You got it tonight. Oh, I think they will, because he's going to win.
It's going to be Roman
gonna
and Brock
a guy.
Again.
Now he's going to beat a guy.
Part-time champion against the guy you don't like.
Yeah, no. See, I don't see. But again,
if he beats Seth Rollins, watch the world implode.
Who says he's going to beat Seth Rollins?
Right.
I don't know why people think that a small sample size of him losing recently is the exception and not the rule.
Right, but we knew no one but Roman was going to beat Brock.
Right.
Right, which is ultimately the stupidest part of
this entire thing
because he's not actually popular. The Brock Lesnar is so polarizing. People either love him like me or don't go to the shows because people hate him. Brock Lesnar is hugely unpopular. People are dumb enough to actually think he doesn't like wrestling. They're dumb enough to think that Vince McMahon has tried to book him, but he's refused, and like that would ever actually fly. And so people now go. And so I was told that we'll spend a year and something just building up steam and building up steam. So when Reigns beats him, well, it'll feel like the lesser of two evils. I guarantee you, just like New Orleans, if Brock had won tonight, that place would have popped. Just like they did in New Orleans, because they don't actually like this doofus that isn't right for the starring role of the show.
But the pop in New Orleans wasn't because, yay, Brock won. It was because Roman didn't win, and then the pop subsided about 30 seconds later.
You would have got the same thing tonight. You would have got the same thing
tonight. Why do we want the same thing?
Yeah.
Because a pop followed by silence is better than the booing followed by silence. This is supposed to be the good guy.
Yeah, no, you're right. This guy isn't the...
sucks. The show sucks because it's always about him. Even the last year was about him because Brock Lesnar couldn't drop to anyone else. And now he did, and it didn't pay off.
Right.
This show, Raw is so bad because I just don't understand why they... I mean, you have the best roster ever assembled.
Yes.
And the seventh most talented dude. Is what we build the
whole
thing.
But now we can actually get to that roster. We couldn't get to that roster before, and that's my point.
Right. I fundamentally disagree that Roman Reigns opens the show up. Brock Lesnar fought Strowman.
I think you'll be surprised.
No.
He fought Joe, he fought Kane, he fought guys.
Yeah, no, but fighting guys and being able to lose to guys are two very different things.
Roman Reigns is different than not champion.
Champion Roman Reigns is going to win more than not champion Roman Reigns. You're right. But he can lose at any time. Brock Lesnar was never going to lose to anybody but that guy.
Exactly.
With the absolute asterisk exception of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Those are the only two guys that are on that list.
And that's dumb too.
Right?
They've ruined this belt because no one cares about it now. You're not going to start caring about it now. That the guy you like the least carries it around and now wins every main event on every Raw. People are like, I wish Brock Lesnar was on Raw more. Yep, me too. But now what's going to happen is Roman Reigns is going to win the main event of every Raw. Hooray! You don't get it at all. 508-202-1624. We'll take one or two more calls and then we're out of here because I'm mad.
All right. Sydney in Michigan gave us a call. She wants to talk about Kevin Owens and Braun Strowman. Go ahead, Sydney.
What's up, Sydney?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. We're doing all right. What did you think of the show?
I thought it was definitely like average, maybe a bit above average. I enjoyed it. But the one thing that really kind of set me off was after Kevin Owens versus Braun Strowman, because in my opinion, I was expecting, it's going to be maybe a close match, but I still think Braun's going to win. And Kevin Owens just gets squashed. So now I wonder, what do you do with Kevin Owens? Like, you've literally just squashed him. Like, how do you fix that? How do you bring him back to being an actual competitor, an actual person who's going for four titles and he's just been
Sydney, because you're right. No, because Sydney's right. Because here's the thing, is that if what happened tonight was, and it all comes back to this dude, and I'm sorry, because every Wednesday night we're live at 8 o'clock, and I don't just sit here and complain about Roman Reigns. But here it goes, because you know what the answer to Sydney's question and the problem is? I promise you, it's going to wind up coming back to that dude. I was totally fine with Strowman just bulldozing Kevin Owens. Not because I don't like Kevin Owens, because Owens is awesome, but because I was like, wow, this is this dude's night.
Yeah.
This is this dude's night.
You are correct.
And if that was the story, it's like, wow.
This guy is a bulldozer. He's a freight train. Now, again, we can go back and rewrite this. Right now, you're right. It's like, wow, Kevin Owens looks terrible. But if tomorrow night on Raw, tonight we let Roman Reigns have his moment, and tomorrow night on Raw, Braun Strowman, in an uber rage because he wasn't able to do it, manhandles Roman Reigns and wins that title on Raw tomorrow, then yeah, all is forgiven.
And when that doesn't happen, what do we do? It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
So what happens then if Braun Strowman ragdolls Kevin Owens tonight, then goes on and beats Brock or Roman, whoever wins that match? Aren't we in the same place with an unbeatable guy holding the title that you're talking about?
I thought we liked Braun Strowman. I thought we liked Braun Strowman. Yeah. Now we're not doing that.
No, but you're saying Roman Reigns is unbeatable.
Yes.
And I'm saying Braun Strowman is also unbeatable, so other people won't be able to win that title.
Right, but Braun Strowman is unbeatable in I'm 7 feet tall and a monster tree that can wrestle you. Roman Reigns is unbeatable in the Hulk Hogan, John Cena most nauseating way possible.
Right, but then we got to go on and for the next 8 to 12 months with who's the next guy in line to beat the monster.
I thought the problem wasn't that we had an unbeatable monster. I thought it was he wasn't on TV. And now he'll be on TV every week. So what's the actual problem? Because I thought the problem
there is no problem.
I thought
right
the problem
now.
Was TV time. So it's not. So it's not.
There is no problem right now.
See, no, but I thought if
Brock Lesnar is not the champion anymore. There's no problem right now.
But the problem with Brock Lesnar, I heard
because we don't know how Roman Reigns is going to be booked for the next 4 months.
But I heard for 500 days that the problem is that he's not here. Not that he's an unbeatable monster. Not that he's a beast. I heard that he wasn't here. So if Braun Strowman is here, doesn't that solve every single problem?
But aside from the fans liking the guy,
you're boiling it down to the simplest common denominator, right? Of he shows up, therefore problem solved. Where that's not it. It's compounded with the fact that Brock Lesnar didn't show up, right? And because he didn't show up, we never built any meaningful stories with him. He just showed up and put on matches. Now, the matches were good, but they didn't have a lot of substance to them because, again, it all boils down to the fact that nobody was actually on the list to beat Brock Lesnar except for Roman Reigns. So while Braun Strowman or Roman Reigns are both presented as unbeatable, right, them being able to at least be in a storyline that, in theory, right, knock on wood, WWE's writing staff gets together to tell a compelling story that then gets me to the pay-per-view, that at least I can be invested in that.
I guess so.
The
problem now here is that what I'm hearing is, yeah, if Braun Strowman had won the belt tonight, that might have not have been the best decision. And it's like, what? Why? I thought we liked him. I thought we wanted him to be the biggest champion. I thought he got the pop of the night.
Yeah, I didn't say it was a bad decision.
No, the biggest missed opportunity.
I said we're in the same position that you said that we were in with a guy who's unbeatable holding the title for the next several months.
Yeah, but isn't that fun? I mean, didn't everybody love Andre the Giant? I mean, isn't it supposed to be fun that it's like, here's this mountain no one can climb?
That's what we just did for 500 days.
Yeah, and I don't know. I had a good time, and I like Paul Heyman.
Well, you like Brock Lesnar.
Right, and I like Paul Heyman.
There's a lot of people that don't.
Yeah, and there's more people that don't like Roman Reigns.
Sure.
And so that's not a
solution.
But we
don't know how Roman Reigns is going to be booked for the next 4 months because he was getting ragdolled.
I don't know. I think it's going to be...
I think you're
going
to be surprised.
I think it's going to be unbelievably Cena-esque where it's going to be, I can't believe he pulled out another one. I just think that's what we're getting for at least the next 3 or 4 months.
That's what this company does. Like, this is... But again, the list is shorter or longer.
All right. 508-202-1624. You're going to be our final call, and then we'll wrap up our thoughts. No, you're not. Bill's not yelling at me. 508-202-1624.
Yeah, we already had that call.
Okay. 508-202-1624. We will take one more call, and then you will be our final call of the night, and we will wrap up this whole thing. Because, again, I'm not... My issue is just simply that Roman Reigns, when Brock Lesnar wasn't on TV, Roman Reigns was the captain of the lowest rated show they've ever had. And now he's the champion, and that's supposed to make things better. And I don't understand that math.
So the thing is that you're going one-to-one again, right? And what I'm telling you is that the show isn't poof, done, fixed. Right? And that's what you keep saying, is that it's poof, done, fixed, because Roman Reigns is now the champion and he's here every week, when that is not the case. What I'm telling you is that much like we talk about with the women's evolution, where change doesn't happen overnight, just all of a sudden, poof, boom, we're here. Right? 6 months, 8 months, a year, year and a half later, that we're fixed. Right? And this is where we're at. This is the start of that, because I need WWE to invest in the rest of the roster that is the most talented roster that they've ever assembled. And I can't do that.
And the seventh most talented guy gets all the shine.
Sure. Here's the thing. Right now.
Why? Why does that have to happen? John Cena wasn't the seventh
most talented guy does become champion
Here's the thing.
Once in a while.
Here's the thing. Right? Yeah, he's the seventh most talented guy. But just because he's the seventh most talented guy right now doesn't mean he's going to be the seventh most talented guy a year from now. Right? And that's where we
You
need
see
to
him
get
improving
to.
On the microphone?
I'm not talking about him.
He's the leading guy in the World Wrestling Federation.
Right.
And he's a terrible promo cutter.
Right.
That matters.
But again,
he hasn't gotten any better in three years.
So here's the thing. Lex Luger was the main protagonist.
And he failed.
And so then we moved on. We moved on to Bret Hart.
Okay.
Right?
Well, Lex Luger failed.
Right. And so if Roman Reigns fails, then we move on. And I don't know who they choose.
How many silent crowds and boos do I need to record and send to the headquarters in Titan Towers before we call it a failure then? That's my question.
I want to see what the first title match looks like before we make that assumption.
And here's a huge complaint I have too. You guys have only talked about one match and there's been 13. We just talked about Finn Balor. We talked about Ronda Rousey. We talked about the women. We talked about the tag matches. We talked about we talked about all sorts of things tonight. I'm not just talking about Roman Reigns. And the biggest thing here, that's why Roman Reigns wins, is because everybody talks about him. That is the most stupid, short-sighted answer of them all. We're talking about him because we're complaining because the decision-making sucks. Remember when Jinder Mahal was the champion for 6 months and that's all people talked about? It wasn't because Jinder was secretly popular. Yeah. It's because it was the stupidest decision they were making, so people talk about it. In politics, do you think that the president is secretly popular, you guys? well, everyone's talking about him. No, he's the least popular president of the United States in the history of the country. And so because Roman Reigns is involved in bonehead move after bonehead move, and we have to talk about it, doesn't make him secretly compelling. That's dumb. I'm sick and tired of hearing that answer. Well, you're talking about him. How about you give me an opportunity to talk about Finn Balor? How about you give me an opportunity to talk about Seth Rollins? How about give me an opportunity to talk about somebody else? Because when it all boils down, the main event of WrestleMania doesn't change. And it's not 1989 anymore.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Steve Austin didn't main event this many WrestleManias. Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker, anybody, right. Bret Hart didn't main event this many WrestleManias.
This is what I learned.
It's ridiculous.
So here's the thing, though. I learned my lesson with Brock Lesnar when I started judging it before it was over, right?
Lesnar was awesome.
I started judging it before it was over, and when he won at WrestleMania, I was like, well, the whole last year was worth it because the story I was told was the one I had in my head was wrong, right? And so I need to not do that for Roman Reigns right now. I am not going to tell you that Roman Reigns is all of a sudden going to turn this sumbitch around, right? But I'm telling you that at least right now, he is the guy that is going to be the catalyst for the change to get Raw to be better, right?
As the captain of the lowest rated
show. Again, it has to be.
But he hasn't been the captain.
Right, because Brock's been the captain.
The top guy is Brock Lesnar.
And the captain's not here.
Brock Lesnar's not here.
And he wasn't there.
So the champion of Raw was not there. The reason people stopped watching in historic fashion was they didn't get to see a red belt with no lineage.
See, but again,
that's why.
You're saying that the reason why we should have kept it on is because he's the biggest star.
Right.
Right?
We need to book him more.
So, yeah, right. But they didn't.
He's been the biggest star for 500 days. It hasn't done anything.
And they haven't.
They haven't booked him.
Whose problem is that?
The companies.
Exactly.
That's who I'm complaining about the entire time.
Right.
So, but here's the thing. We're moving on from that.
We didn't.
And so now Brock Lesnar's gone. And
that's the other thing, too. And you still watch. Yes, I watch wrestling because I refuse to let one guy who can't do the job of lead guy in the World Wrestling Federation ruin wrestling for me. Again, all these arguments are ridiculous. Well, you talk about them. Oh, you still watch, don't you? Yes, I still watch wrestling. And because Roman Reigns is involved in basically a dumb decision a month, I have to talk about it. Like, all the arguments aren't, yeah, guys, but look at these numbers or something. It's always just like, well, you talk about them. Wonderful.
Right.
Wonderful.
Right. I'm just hoping, and again, this is the optimism, right? Roman Reigns is now the champion. Roman Reigns, the whole thing WWE has been selling me this entire time is that now that Roman Reigns is going to have the title on Monday Night Raw every week, right? Kurt Angle wants him to go kick his ass for Monday Night Raw, right? Well, now we're here. Now we live in that world. And before I get mad and say that it's a failure, I need to see what it looks like.
Correct.
That's the difference, though. I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to have some sucky, awful title reign because he's a shitty wrestler.
Right.
I don't feel that way. I don't think that, so I'm not going to say that. I'm telling you that it is going to be the same exact show you've been watching for 500 days, and Roman Reigns now just wins more main events on it. Nothing actually changes. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're both right. I think you are right that Roman Reigns wasn't the captain of the show. Let's call it Brock Lesnar, right? But do you think that Roman Reigns was this undeniable force that had to be the one to take it off Lesnar?
No.
Not even a little bit.
Then ultimately, we are talking about the same thing.
Right.
That this was a stupid decision. Because that's what it is. It's
right.
Stupid. It's stupid that I'll say it. Maybe it was dumb to put it on Goldberg because that led to Lesnar and that led us here. Maybe even Bill Goldberg didn't need to be the Universal Champion because that belt means nothing and
correct.
Goldberg didn't help it either.
Right. Because the show should just be one main roster and then it doesn't matter if Roman Reigns is the Universal Champion because the show is built around AJ Styles.
Maybe that's true too.
That's ultimately what it is you don't have the brand split is the worst thing for this company.
Maybe. Or maybe it's the one place you know you can escape all this stuff. You go to SmackDown, at least you don't have to deal with this, right?
Right, but again, if the thing that I liked about Brock Lesnar and Brock Lesnar's title reign, like as an idea, is AJ Styles is the WWE champion, right? And he is the top champion of this show. But Brock Lesnar has this belt somewhere off there, and he's the secret boss. He is the ruby weapon, if you've ever played Final Fantasy VII, and that's for you guys. He's the ruby weapon, and the ruby weapon is the toughest, and the diamond weapon are the toughest bosses in the game.
Okay.
But you just don't have to fight them. You don't have to fight them because they're just in the game and they don't impact the main story, but they are the hardest bosses in the game. And that's Brock Lesnar. And so Roman Reigns can be the secret boss while AJ Styles is the champion of the show. And by having a brand split, you told the fans, who are kind of sheep, right? I'm going to say it. We all are. We are kind of sheep.
Uh-huh.
And we're told the Universal title's a big deal. Okay. And so it is, right? And so now Brock Lesnar, even though the Intercontinental Championship is on there, it's still a secondary title in everybody's minds, right? And so it's like, yeah, it's never going to feel the same because we were told the Universal title is the main title.
Okay.
And so, yeah, now that that title's back on Raw, let's see what happens. Let's see. We have to see what it looks like before we can wholeheartedly judge it.
Why do we have to keep trying to see what it looks like with this guy? This is his third or fourth heavyweight title run. This is his fifth or sixth big time stage opposite reaction. If this was 2015, WrestleMania 31, Lesnar versus Reigns, hey man, we just got to see what this guy's got. Okay, that was 3 years ago. He's had his hand raised by The Rock, by Daniel Bryan, by John Cena, by Seth Rollins. When do we get to look back and go, we actually do know what it looks like?
Yeah, no,
this is not his first crack at this.
No, you're right.
Why? And I'm not yelling at you. Yeah. I'm yelling at the writers behind you, right? But your argument is sound. Hey, man, see what it looks like. Hey, man, I have. Hey, man, I've watched this guy main event every single WrestleMania we've been to. Hey, man, I'm bored.
Yes. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And
this is not Donald Trump a year and a half ago. This is Donald Trump now. We gave him a shot to be president.
Yeah.
We gave Roman Reigns a shot. We gave it.
And
the crowd doesn't want it.
Funny enough, the answer is behind you. That's the answer. And not the part with our logo on it. But All In. All In is the answer, right? Because at the end of the day, WWE is going to keep making because in the chat, Jedi who's saying is, and you still watch, right? And at the end of the day, he's right, because we are going to still watch. And unfortunately, that is the decision, right? Because Chris Jericho goes up there and goes, hey, I have this great story idea, and it sets the world on fire, and everybody passes it around and goes, wouldn't this be cool? This would be awesome, right? And then ultimately, the guy in charge shoots it down, because ultimately, it's his show. But if people start focusing on a thing like the All In and actually start giving it a viable alternative and actually start watching New Japan, and not just the big shows, but everything, and subscribing to New Japan World and making it so that New Japan America is actually potentially a big deal, getting reinvested in Ring of Honor, that's where it starts to change, because that's the answer.
I guess it's just, and you are right. I guess it's just frustrating for me as a WWE fan first, which I still am, is with all the love to Ring of Honor and New Japan, I'm still a WWE fan first. It's frustrating to hear that Raw's not going to get better, so go find something else.
It is. Well, and
it's an unsatisfying answer.
It's an unsatisfying answer, but that's how I feel about the NFL, right? I played football my entire life, and I absolutely love football. And every year, they add a new rule that makes me hate the game a little bit more. This new tackling rule in the NFL about the helmets that they didn't even think out and write, just so that you can call it on any play. Just if your helmet touches somebody else,
it's absurd.
It's a penalty, right? And they don't target me. I am no longer the target demographic for the NFL. Which is really sad, and it makes me sad, but I watch it every week. We are no longer the target demographic for WWE.
Then how come? Then who was? Because no one in that building made noise.
Right.
So no one shows. So no one shows up to these shows.
I don't have the actual answers because this is also a company that 6 days ago, and it might even be less than that, but 6 days ago released a press release on Yahoo saying basically this is why you should root for Roman Reigns.
Oh no, the press release said you're too stupid to not get why Roman Reigns is great.
Yes.
The press release said Roman Reigns is the champion WWE fans and don't even know they want.
Right.
Which reads, you're too stupid to get why this is the guy.
Right.
And you're wrong.
Right.
I'm right.
And that's a foundational issue.
Right.
That is a foundational issue that this house is built on.
Right.
And the only real answer as to how to fix this foundation is we have to start over. Well, we have to start over by looking at apartments like All In.
Right. And I get you. I do. It just seems like it's like this is a marriage and the attitude is it's just not going to work. It's never going to work. I'm going to start a Tinder profile.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were going to work on this marriage. No, we're just going to go out and cheat and bang around and get a divorce. That's an option too. But damn it. I thought this marriage was fixable.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, that's, I get you. I'm just frustrated because this show can be so much better. And Roman Reigns is not a bad wrestler. Roman Reigns is not going to ruin anything, but I have eyes and ears. This isn't the dude.
Yes.
This isn't the guy.
No, he's not.
Right? We were at the Dolph Ziggler's comedy special, right? And when somebody, and we've been around wrestlers all the time that go, hey guys, you don't even understand. This dude might be unpopular, but he's busting his ass. He's a great worker. I don't understand why he's so unpopular. That is not what he said about Roman Reigns.
No.
Right? He also, and I got the impression, took the entire locker room with him to Boston on Wednesday when he said, basically, nobody thinks this is a good idea. Nobody understands this. And I don't get why this is the guy they've chosen. So the fans don't get it. The wrestlers don't get it. But his fans and Vince McMahon are right. Incorrect.
No, you are correct.
Incorrect. And again, I don't. If you told me that Roman Reigns starting tomorrow on Monday Night Raw was going to be one of the most popular guys ever, and the crowd blew off and they were like, thank you, Roman, you beat Lesnar. And for the next 6 months, next year, next 2 years, I mean, it's Hulkamania, baby. It's running wild. Great. But guess what I'm actually going to have to do? I'm going to have to go online and try to build our brand and sift through a puddle of deep-rooted shit of people that are not going to watch wrestling anymore and not going to watch Raw anymore and cancel the network and hate this thing. And I used to think you're all talk until I watched the ratings plummet.
Yep.
And it's happening. And it's real. And that's the difference, is that I want people to like this stupid show. It's in our best financial interest for people to like this stupid show. And you don't like Roman Reigns. Some of you do, most of you don't. And why is the sum keep beating the most? That's what drives me bonkers.
Yeah.
You could have had Braun Strowman come down, and instead of cutting a stupid promo about I'm going to stand right here and then getting his ass kicked and not cashing it at all, right, because Brock Lesnar just decimated him, I guess, with one F5 in a briefcase, because 10 minutes later he was still unconscious, right? So instead of doing that, why wouldn't you just Braun Strowman just come down and be like, I'm a real man, I'm in this match, and then he just wins. Because, man, that's different. That's a release of the logjam. Because the logjam is two people deep. And Braun Strowman just comes out and goes, there's not even any more dam. Like, I'm
gone. Yeah.
The whole lumberyard's dead.
Yes.
That's that. Why can't we, you know, it's just, I am so sick and tired of being like, hey, maybe this time it won't be terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. We're going to have to strap in for a fourth straight time, guys, and just hope that this WrestleMania main event isn't terrible like the last four have. Four.
Yes.
Okay? Because until Seth Rollins came down, that I was in that crowd. We were in that crowd at 31. That place was going to revolt and storm the ring, right? Seth Rollins saves the day. WrestleMania 32 is putrid. His match with Triple H is blah. WrestleMania 33, the match with The Undertaker, not Roman Reigns' fault, but call it what it is, was awful, right? And then at WrestleMania 34, nobody leaves happy because even the Roman haters were like, that was confusing. And so it's like, why? Why does he get five in a row when he wins in this building that we waited an extra 4 months for? Because this will be the building, not New Orleans. This will be the building.
Yep.
And now we got to go, maybe this one won't be awful and totally and completely rejected. It's the show of shows. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. I'm sick and tired of the biggest wrestling company in the world getting lapped creatively by people that just can't keep up financially. Drives me up a wall. And this is the kind of stuff that drives me up a wall because it's 3 years deep into this experiment.
Yeah.
And God almighty, he won that belt and no one made a sound.
Yeah.
Like, where have you gone, John Cena? Where I just need somebody to split the crowd at this point instead of just being boos. And then we give Brock the belt for a year and a half so you'll maybe hate someone else less.
Yep. That's it. That was never a good story.
Holy crap, man. I'm just exhausted. Yeah. I'm exhausted by this experience, and it just starts all over again.
So you're going to want us to head over to New Japan World.
Yeah. Like, you know.
Because Tama Tonga's the best. Subscribe to Being the Elite on YouTube.
It's just, yeah. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders is where you can become a Patreon. We know that we owe you a show. We're going to get that done tomorrow, and we will release the Patreon show. 5 exclusive ones a month, we promise. It's a great experience, and thanks so much to The Threat for joining last week, and you could be the newest member too. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. If you like what you heard, check us out every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com. About 2 weeks ago, we had Dolph Ziggler on. Week after that, we had Flip Gordon. We bring you some of the biggest names in wrestling. And try to connect people that want to have a good time, because I want to have a good time. So for the love of God, just cheer the guy. Shut me up. Change my mind. Prove me wrong. Cheer the dude. And make this a fun show tomorrow. Because he's just going to open the show. It's just going to be booze. And I'm just going to be mad about it. And the person that'll be furious is Jason Malta.
Liam Stryker won't be as mad.
I'll be all right with it. I'm Bill.
And we're the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter. Please do. We are at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. We're going all in. Thank you so much for joining us all weekend long, because WWE did do a great job. And really quick, just because it's worth putting out there, because people are happy with 556 votes. This is a good poll. It's only been out for an hour. Cast your vote. 556 votes. 72% would give it an either an A or a B. B is winning at 42%. 30% of the audience would give it an A. 20% some sort of a C or D. Only 8% would give it an F. It definitely wasn't an F. It was a great SummerSlam and a great weekend for the company.
And all things considered, the fact that Roman Reigns won a title, closed the show, and most people are saying it's an A or a B, that's a good plus.
Wonderful.
It's an improvement. It was a D or an F for a long time.
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know if Brock Lesnar's ship's that great.
We'll
never know. We'll never know. What we do know is you've made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. Stop fucking booing.
We out.